Just completed the junior championships, always held during school holidays, but despite the fact of the restrictions that we're under at the moment, you've had a record number of clubs enter, in fact 20% up on last year.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic result because when we after we came out of COVID, we needed to fit 9 months calendar into 6 months. So one of the things we needed to do was to run our state championships in the school holidays on working days, and we really weren't sure how it would go. Obviously, people haven't been able to travel, but it required people to, coaches and parents and managers, to coordinate their working arrangements, and we actually had a record number, as you say, 20% increase on last year's record, which was a fantastic result.
152 teams and 1,250 players. Junior basketball in Tasmania is in a very good place at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's basketball's in a great shape, not only in our state, but nationally. NBL and WNBL are going from strength to strength, and then internationally, once that's played again, we're in great shape, you know, especially with 10 guys in the NBA. On top of that, the Jack Jumpers coming to the state, which is fantastic. So we're really looking forward to the next upswing.
Yep, we'll see lots of kids running around in Jack Jumpers singlets, I reckon, in the not-too-distant future. The State League gets underway today. It's the same format as last year, three different weekends, and that seemed to prove fairly popular after changing it up from what we had before. But I've got to say, I'm impressed with this year's competition. There's 8 women's teams and 12 men's teams. That's a record, I think, in both categories or both divisions. And yeah, I'm just wondering, because we've had very little basketball during winter because of COVID, I'd say there's a lot of basketballers around Tasmania that are fairly toey at the moment.
Yeah, no doubt. Certainly they're keen to get on the court and have a run, which is great. So it is our best result with the 12 men's and 8 women's, and we're really happy that of the 8 women's teams, that's going to be a great competition. And the Northwest representation is fantastic this year with the number of teams there.
Well, we've got 6 out of the 12 men's teams and 5 out of the 8 women's teams, so we're 50% or better of the competition. And hopefully, you know, the teams that haven't played in the State League before that have stuck their hand up this year, they'll get a bit of a feel for how good the competition is, and they won't just sort of do this as a once-off, and hopefully we can see these sorts of numbers continue.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're seeing like Ulverston in men and women's is great to see. Wynyard there in the competition. La Trobe again. Burnie and Penguin and Devonport have supported over the years. But you know, it's really nice to see an Ulverston in the men's and women's. And it'll be exciting to see how they go.
Yeah, in the men's competition, we've got Burnie, La Trobe, Penguin, Somerset, Ulverston and Wynyard. And in the women's, we have Burnie, Devonport, Penguin, Ulverston and Wynyard as well. Also in the competition again this year, the Basketball Tasmania Development League teams, or performance teams? High performance teams, yeah. So these are the juniors, of course, and they've had no national titles this year. So for the under-18s and players that fall into that category, this is an important tournament for them.
Yeah, it is. It's important to get good quality matches into our young athletes, and it's good they can start play seasoned veterans in the men's and women's, and it's especially important, as you say, they haven't had their national championships, so 2020 got completely wiped out for all our national teams and development program trips as well. So to get some good competition here for athletes like Sia Deans, who's in the Australian team in an underage, you know, he just needs to play. He's been training really hard. So to then come up against guys like Mason Bragg and guys of that quality that would usually play in an NBL 1 season, that's, you know, ideal for the high-performance team.
First round, as I mentioned, in Hobart this weekend. The second round will be in Devonport over the weekend of the 31st of October and November the 1st, which is the long weekend as well. And the finals will be in Launceston this year on the 28th and 29th of November. The Basketball Tasmania High Performance Women's teams are actually the defending champion in the women's competition, but I'd imagine because of the nature of that side, there would have been a fair turnover since last year.
Yeah, there always is, and yeah, the top-end athletes are coming out, and you know, some of those have gone on, like Taylor Mole's gone to college, and so it ends up being it'll be a good young squad again, and they'll be tough, but they'll get great competition from the teams that are in there. You know, certainly some of the coastal teams there will be strong. Burnie have Ellie Collins and Mariah Payne. Devon Porter always strong. Penguin are always strong in the women's. So there'll be some really hot competition in the women's this year.
And the men's will be fantastic with 12 teams, of course. Launceston Lightning are the defending champions in that one. The Penguin played them in the grand final this year, so they'll be hoping to get revenge. And there's a bit more interest from down south this year too in the men's competition.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, no, definitely. It's good to see Hobart Phoenix in there, Grenadiers, Glenorchy in there, and they'll be Kingborough-Huon. So four strong clubs there in Hobart. But I'm expecting a really good representation from the northwest again. Burnie will be really tough. Wynyard have a good tough team. Even like Somerset always perform well in the state league when they were in last year as well. So looking forward to seeing this weekend and sort of starting to see how the results pan out.
Yeah, it's hard to make predictions, isn't it, when there's so much unknown at the moment. I think, as you say, it'll become a bit clearer after this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, it will. It'll be good to see how it all pans out. When we started this, we allowed permit players to come in and play, and now the league's up and running and strong enough, there's a case to reduce the permit players. Teams were allowed two, just to allow other players that wanted to play to be able to play, but now it might in the future reduce to one or not at all, which is really strong for the league.
Yeah, I think the permit players also helped teams where players didn't want to play in the state league for whatever reason as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's the concept of allowing it. But now that it's strong and play, it's a desirable event that the players are looking forward to, we're looking to take the next step there.
Yeah, look, it looks very exciting for this year. I can't wait for the finals weekend in November. But Chris, thanks for your time this morning. We might catch up with you next week and just look back on the first round. But thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.